pray for better days. We just pray for homicides. And when I'm dreaming, I got murder on my mind. When they killed my little cousin, spent they blocks 100 times. And I'ma keep on spinning, I don't mind. Might spank his other mans if we can't find him. Never wrote a statement, just these rhymes. I can't recall a date or time. I can't recall a face neither. No, be a witness, black God is my witness. What these is, these some Japanese denims. Up about my face with all them questions. Glock stuff in these capital jeans. I'm from the capital and handling that business with ease. Hang with niggas all day, not getting no cheese. Get up off of your knees. I was broke when it got me some breeze. I'm at the plug OT, introduced them to team. At my man spot, talking, you eat prices and lean. Can't front, enjoy it more with the. Hey.
All right, that was Wagata's Brother by Sideshow. And next up, we have Ways of the World by Cities of Eve.
That was Ways of the World by Cities of Eve. Next up, we have Cough Drops by 1999 Write the Future.
on telling myself I'm better. Head propelling my mental affairs. I know you want peace instead of me getting jealous. Teasing the extra shit. You chewing my thoughts like extra. Fluid my tempo, I don't like stopping. Flips, I reveal my cap, new era. Wanna be honest with you. Girl, I know you caught my issues. Pearls on Madonna fit you. I visualize my whole life to fit you in it somehow. So the problem with you isn't what you like, but what comes within you. Building on what can fix you. Tell me what the fucking issue is. Wrong and a little bit soft, I get it. Talk with a vision, beat pause, let's get it. Walk in a better beach, not like Venice. Songs had you bitter weak, like it is. Too real, don't press pause, let's talk about feelings. Talk, talk endless, take a fresh breath, take a top off business. We gon' take off, don't let me go spinning.
That was Cough Drops by 1999, Write the Future.
Next up, we're going to be talking about our favorite chicken places, Popeyes, KFCs, or Raising Cane's. Wait, what's the other
churches,
one?
Churches,
that's what I said. No shout out for you, Raising Cane's.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. All right, I think I'll start off because I'm really excited about this segment. All right, so I'm going to give out my personal right now. I'm going to say it's Popeyes, Churches, and then KFC. All right.
Balanced. It's an order.
Yeah,
I'll go Popeyes, Churches. Actually, no, Popeyes first, Churches second, KFC last.
Okay, okay,
KFC fell off.
I have the same list.
The same list already? Yeah. Yo, I changed my mind. I'm gonna put Churches first, Popeyes, and KFC. Now, the reason I'm saying this, I feel like we can
all. KFC fell off ever since the Colonel died. I remember when the Colonel was around, we had really good chicken. It was just the stuff that it was meant for, and now it's just, it's franchised, and it's turned into commercial garbage.
Do you think they should have kept it back in Kentucky?
No, they should have just, they should have brought back Colonel. Bring it back to Kentucky, keep it with the Colonel, keep
bring it back down south?
Yeehaw. Yeah.
See, I think I had, like, a bad experience with KFC.
So did they give you their real food?
Like, one time I ordered this chicken, right? I asked for 3 pieces, and then...
They gave you 4.
I opened the box, right? They gave me something. I see 2 drumsticks, and I see this third wing, but it doesn't look like it's from a chicken, right? And upon closer inspection...
Inspection?
I don't know what animal that was.
That wasn't... I've almost seen a rat in a KFC before. Like, not in the food, but, like, I've just seen rats in a KFC, and they were, like, walking around on the fryers and shit.
Wait.
It was not very good.
Evan, have you ever ordered the popcorn chicken off of KFC?
Yeah, yeah. I used to get it after my swimming lessons back when I was younger.
Yeah.
Me and my brother used to really like it, but I haven't had it since 2020 because it wasn't hitting the same, you know?
Like, was there, like, something that happened with the popcorn chicken that made you feel that way? Because me, personally, my favorite menu item at KFC is the popcorn chicken, right? Mm-hmm. So, if anything, like, bad ever happened with that, that would just really be heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. See, that's, like, what you get. Like, what do you get when you go to KFC? Like,
see, I don't go often, but I would get the 20 popcorn chicken, the honey mustard. Ooh. I wouldn't even get the fries, honestly.
You eat that up?
I eat that up.
We eat that up.
See, but moving on.
I don't know
on,
about we, but.
We? Okay. But moving on, we got Churches. Listen, I feel like Churches is definitely an underrated pick. There's one off of North Road, right? That's like a second home to me, right? They got the the buttery, like the golden biscuits, right? Honey glazed, they're delicious, right?
Not as good as Papa's.
We'll get to that, right? But here's the thing with them. They got the biscuits, right? Top tier biscuit.
Ingredient.
They got jalapeno poppers, right? Like, they do mess up your digestion system, but that's okay, right? That's something
better
I can like.
Better than messing up their order.
That's a trade off, right? But they got the poutine there. They got the crinkle fries. They got the
like, at churches.
They're very generous with it too. They put many cheese curds, mm-hmm. some gravy. Ooh, they put dollops of gravy.
Dollops.
Yeah.
How generous an entire dollop.
I like the Popeye's strawberry biscuit. I don't know if it's still there. I had it like when I was younger. Younger meaning like 2 years ago. But
like
yeah.
2 years ago.
Damn, that was good really times. Good.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like one thing is with churches, my brother came home one day, right? And he was really excited. He was just like sweaty soccer match. He's home. He's ready. He's hungry. He bought these churches. And he sits down. He chows down. Right? And then it's awfully pink. So like we're wondering what it was here. Right? So he started crying. Like he's bawling his eyes out. Mm-hmm. Right, and he goes right back to that churches. He did not get a refund. That's the one negative thing about churches, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't really get that at Popeyes. You know, I haven't been there in a while, but I feel like the service, it feels like very like friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, usually the service is very friendly there.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yep. I mean, like. I'm not sure if I've experienced this at a chicken place. I think this may have been at a different establishment, but I think one time I walked in and they were cooking the food with no shoes on.
It's like just sandals or just bare feet?
Bare feet. They were bare feeding it.
Damn.
Right? And it was less about the sanitary effects. I was wondering, like, aren't they gonna slip?
Like
there's
oil?
Grease puddles, oil, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they get like sand between their feet or something, right? That's just odd to me.
That's a fair point.
They were actually barefoot?
They were bare feet.
And where was this?
I don't remember the establishment, but I think it was like sandwich making. I'm not sure.
Probably a Subway.
Maybe. We don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, no. Popeye's like, I feel like when they're behind the counter with the food, they like handle it with like love. You know what I'm saying? Not like anything of what you just said.
You know? Yeah, that's another point. Subways have been pretty decent consistently when it comes to a fast food place.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you get on a sub, Sean?
I get... Last sub I had this morning was a white Italian footlong with white cheese, ham, lettuce, tomato, cucumber, pickles... Some of those red onions, and then we got some mayonnaise.
That's good.
Some garlic aioli, and then some mustard, and it was pretty gas.
So, like, you're familiar with the footlong? See, no, me too, because my order... Pause. My order, like, I get the footlong Italian, right? I'm getting extra veggies, everything, right? Like, one time... Actually, this is a different place, but I was at Fresh Slice the other day. And I noticed they had the unlimited toppings, right? I got the thin crust, right? And then I was with my friends, right? But then I kind of held up the line for a good 5 minutes because I was looking at all the ingredients. I was like, could I get the chicken? Could I get the bacon? Could I get the beef? Could I get everything, right?
You want all the meats.
I want all the meats.
All the meat.
Right? But basically, the workers started laughing at me, right? I don't get what's so funny, right? So I started asking for triple sauce, like many, many olives. I don't know. That's the best part. That's the best part.
How's your stomach feel after?
Oh. Let's just say the toilet did not.
Oh.
We don't got to get into it.
We don't have to get into it. We all know the answer.
Yeah. Like, those are some really, really bad memories. Let's just put it like that. But speaking of memories, next song up is Memories by Sean Leon.
Yo.
Hope you guys enjoy. We're going to have to put Popeyes, churches, and KFC for our final ranking. All right, I hope you guys enjoy the next song.
Popeyes.
That was Memories by Sean Leon. That song just has like a certain sound to it, you know? Like the energy, I can just feel it like radiating.
Yeah, I know
like
what you mean. The song just has a real vibe to it that you can really like get behind.
Like mm-hmm. The aura?
The aura, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Some would say it's magical.
It's massive, magical. If you will.
It's magic.
Speaking of magic, we have Magic Girl by Ryan Douglas featuring Lacan.
Lipstick and makeup, stains on my mattress. Look at the mess we made. Say my name so softly, I melt my bones, cannot hold my weight. You say things that turn me on, I can't deny. I ate apples from tree, now I'm sacrificed. You're my magic girl.
That was Magic Girl by Ryan Douglas featuring Lacan. We have a repeat going, but next up we got Dangerous Game by Esther featuring Leon Thomas. That was Dangerous Game by Esther featuring Leon Thomas. And that song's amazing. I had to run it back one more time. We had to.
And speaking of running back, every week since we've gone on this show, we've been playing the same song at least once. We're going to be playing Morse Code by Men I Trust. Too bad Kira's not here today because she would have been really happy about
this. That's true.
Come on.
That was Morse code by Men I Trust.
Yeah, so we're in the last minute of our show. Oh, land acknowledgement. All right. So this has been CGSF 90.1 FM. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kutquitlam, Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. So our show, Gulf Radio, That's the name we chose, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. Gulf Radio, we just like to talk, make some music.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're still working it out. We're getting better every week.
Yeah, we're getting better every week. So, this is just like a little tough because half our group kind of left, right? So we've kind of been working on our own. But we'll come back next week with an even better show.
Exactly, yep. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.